Yes. Meanwhile, at 9:15, the men watching the inn follow exactly the same procedure. Close in on the little general and force an entrance.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, that's all right, Dale. Tell Davis of the flying squad I want a word with him.
Very good, sir.
I should have your men planted at about 8, Sir Graham, and then...
Now, don't worry. I'll see to that all right.
Good.
It might be a good idea if I came down myself. The two of us could join the men of the little general then.
Yes, and... yes, splendid.
My gosh, Temple, we've got him. We've got him this time.
I wonder, Sir Graham. Are the men armed, Sir Graham?
Some of them are, I believe. Aren't they, Dale?
The men watching the house have service revolvers, sir. I thought under the circumstances...
Oh, of course, yes, yes, of course.
You understand about the statue, don't you, Inspector?
Yes, I think so, sir. It's on the left, you say, as soon as you enter the lounge.
Yes, that's right. The head of the statue is on a sort of base. As soon as you turn it, you will see the panel in the wall. I told you about the light, didn't I?
Yes.
Good. So far as I could gather, the lift works automatically. Immediately you close the panel, you will hear the machinery.
I see.
I think someone ought to be left behind in the house, Dale. I should leave Smith, Hodgson, and Mowbray. We'll pick them up later.
Very good, sir.
Oh, by the way, you have the search warrant.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, good. Well, I think that's about all, isn't it, Temple?
Yes. We should be waiting for you at the little general. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
And be careful in that passage. I expect the devils know the place backwards.
Well, even if they get past me, sir, Mowbray and company will be waiting for them in the lounge.
Oh, yes, of course. Right, Dale. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
He seems a nice fellow, Dale.
Yes. A bit reserved, but very efficient. He's only been at the yard about 12 months.
Hmm.
What time is it exactly?
I make it 8:40.
Hmm. How long should it take us to get down to the inn?
Oh, about 15 minutes, no longer.
Oh, well, there's no hurry.
Dale said he had 6 men at the house. How many are watching the inn?
Now, let me see. Is Foster, Robinson... Oh, about 8 or 9, I should say.
Good. Is Merritt there?
No.
Then I think the best plan would be for you and me to enter the inn first. Then, if possible, we can also ask... what is it, Price?
There's a lady called to see you, sir. Mrs. Neddy. I told her
Mrs.
you were
Neddy?
Engaged.
Good Lord, that's Steve's landlady.
Heaven,
surely she...
Heaven, bursted in on you like this, Mr. Temple. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I'm that exhausted.
Sit down, Mrs. Neddy. That's all right, Price.
Very good, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to be... to trouble you, sir, but...
No, that's all right, Mrs. Neddy. Just take your time.
Thank you, sir. Oh... Oh, what a relief.
Now, you feel any better?
Oh, yes. Yes, much better, thank you, sir.
Good. Now, what is it you want to see me about?
It's about Miss Trent, sir.
Miss Trent? What about Miss Trent?
She's disappeared, sir.
Disappeared?
What makes you say that, Mrs. Neddy?
Well, it's like this, sir. This morning at about 9:30, the telephone rang in Miss Trent's flat. I was in the kitchen downstairs at the time, and I could hear it as clear as a bell, as you might say, sir. I could always hear the telephone, sir, because the kitchen been rather on
yes,
the small
yes,
side.
Yes, yes, Mrs. Neddy, but what happened?
Well, sir, after a little while, Miss Trent comes downstairs. She seemed in rather a nary and a bit excited. I asked her if she was going out, whether she'd be back for lunch or not. I always like to know whether she'd be in for lunch,
yes,
sir,
yes,
because...
Yes, and what did she say, Mrs. Neddy?
She said that the editor sent for her, and she'd probably be back in about an hour and a half. She also asked me not to turn her room out, since she'd probably want to stay in all day and work. That often happens with Miss Trent, sir. She goes down to the newspaper office...
Yes, yes, go on, Mrs. Neddy, please.
Well, sir, there's nothing much to tell, really, except that... she never came back. And then about 11:45, the telephone went again. I can hear it all over the blessed house. So after a while, I went upstairs and I answered it and...
Yes, Mrs. Neddy?
It was the newspaper office, sir. They said they wanted to speak to Miss Trent. I told them she'd left the house immediately after they called her, but the man at the other end, he said he was the editor, and that...
Yes?
That they never had called her.
Good Lord.
I didn't know what to do, sir. I was in a quandary, as you might say. Then suddenly, I remembered all those articles Miss Trent used to write about, send for Paul Temple, and I thought...
You acted very wisely, Mrs. Neddy, very wisely.
Temple, you don't think that the knave is...
By Timothy, we've no time to lose, Sir Graham. No time to lose.
Anything to report, Tanner?
No, sir.
Has anyone entered the inn?
Not a soul, sir. I can't understand it.
Come along, Sir Graham.
You know the signal, Tanner, in case we need you.
Yes, sir.
Place seems deserted.
Yes. I wonder if there's anyone in the back parlor.
We'll soon find out.
You know, it looks to me as if we're on a wild goose chase.
Where does this door lead to?
Oh, that door leads outside, I think, into a sort of courtyard. You won't find anything out there except pigeons.
Well, where the devil is the room you were telling me about? Room 7?
Yes, that's what I want to know.
It can't very well be upstairs because of the passage leading from the house.
No. It must be behind this paneling somewhere.
Sounds solid enough.
Yes, but there's quite a gap between this parlor and the staircase. I reckon that's where the room is.
Yes, but how are we going to get into it? There must
be some...
Just a minute. What is it?
I thought I heard it. Listen.
There's someone behind the paneling.
Yes.
That's Dale.
By Timothy, he's been quick.
Is that you, Dale?
Yes, where are you?
Knock on the wall, Dale.
He's over here, I think.
Must be some way to
Look,
get through.
Look, the panel's moving.
He must have found the switch.
Yes.
Hello, Sir Graham. There's a room in here. Sir,
yes,
it seems to leave.
That's what we're looking for. Mind your head on that beam.
Oh, I'd certainly love to find the switch for the panel.
So this is room 7.
Where's the entrance from the house?
Through that cupboard, sir. There's another panel. It leads down to the passage.
Well, these people certainly picked a good hideout. Did you find anyone in the house, Dale?
No, sir. But on the small table in the hall, I...